As the ship plows through the tumultuous waters, battered by the relentless waves, the sailors find themselves in a state of uncertainty. They grip the helm tightly, their faces etched with weariness and doubt, unsure of the path ahead. It's in moments like these, when the storm rages fiercest, that we're reminded of the biblical stories of seafaring journeys. Today we're embarking on a wide journey of allowing God to lead you, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Take, for instance, the story of Jonah. When he tried to flee from God's calling, he found himself aboard a ship caught in a violent storm. Despite his attempts to run, God's presence was ever near, guiding events to bring Jonah back to his purpose. Similarly, in the New Testament, we see Jesus calming the stormy seas with a simple command, demonstrating his power over nature's fury and offering reassurance to his disciples. In these tales, the sea becomes a metaphor for life's trials and uncertainties. Just as the sailors must surrender control of their vessel to weather the storm, so too must we surrender ourselves to God's guidance when life's challenges threaten to overwhelm us. The beacon of hope amidst the chaos is God's unwavering presence, a light that pierces through the darkness of doubt and fear. Psalm 107 speaks to this truth, recounting how God delivers those who cry out to him in their distress, calming the storm and guiding them to safety. It reminds us that even in our darkest moments, God is with us, ready to lead us through the roughest seas if only we trust in him. So, as the ship continues its journey through the rough waters, let us cling not only to the helm but also to our faith, knowing that God is our steadfast guide, ever present amidst life's tumultuous seas. In the vast expanse of human experience, it's common to feel adrift, entangled in the intricate threads of life's complexities. We're driven by a pursuit of success, wealth, and recognition, convinced that these will satisfy our deepest longings. However, in our tireless quest for worldly treasures, we often miss the singular path to true contentment and peace, surrendering to God's guidance. Throughout history and literature, we encounter narratives echoing this timeless truth. Consider the story of the prodigal son, who squandered his inheritance in pursuit of worldly pleasures, only to find himself empty and broken. It was only upon returning to his father's embrace, humbly seeking forgiveness, that he found true fulfillment. Similarly, the life of King Solomon serves as a cautionary tale. Despite his vast wisdom and wealth, he lamented the vanity of worldly pursuits in the book of Ecclesiastes, recognizing that true meaning is found in fearing God and following his ways. Scripture repeatedly emphasizes the importance of seeking God's guidance in all aspects of life. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 urges us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding, acknowledging him in all our ways so he can direct our paths. In our modern age, it's easy to get swept up in the relentless pace of society, losing sight of what truly matters. Yet, when we relinquish control and allow God to take the lead, we find a profound sense of purpose and peace that surpasses anything the world can offer. So, amidst the chaos and clamor of life, let us pause to heed the gentle whisper of God's guidance, allowing it to chart our course toward genuine fulfillment and lasting peace. The Bible abounds with tales of individuals who surrendered their will to God and encountered his transformative power. One such compelling narrative is that of Moses, handpicked by God to liberate the Israelites from bondage in Egypt. At first, Moses hesitated, fraught with doubt and uncertainty about his own abilities. However, as he yielded to God's calling, he embarked on a journey marked by extraordinary signs and wonders. Moses' story begins with his encounter with the burning bush, where God revealed his divine plan for him. Despite his initial reluctance, Moses eventually embraced his role as God's instrument of deliverance. Through his obedience and trust, Moses bore witness to astounding miracles, from the parting of the Red Sea to the provision of manna in the wilderness. Moses' journey illustrates the profound transformation that occurs when we submit our will to God's. His doubts and insecurities were overshadowed by God's faithfulness and power, demonstrating that God can work wonders through even the most unlikely vessels. In surrendering to God, Moses found his purpose and identity. He became a beacon of hope for the Israelites, leading them out of bondage and toward the promised land. His story serves as a timeless reminder that when we relinquish control and trust in God's plan, he can work miracles in our lives beyond our wildest imagination. Moses' journey from reluctance to obedience inspires us to embrace God's calling wholeheartedly, knowing that his power is made perfect in our weakness. Just as Moses experienced God's transformative power, so too can we, when we surrender our will to his divine guidance. In Exodus 3 verses 10 to 12, we witness a poignant exchange between Moses and God, illustrating the transformative power of surrendering to divine calling. God commissions Moses to confront Pharaoh and lead the Israelites out of Egypt, a daunting task for a man filled with doubt and insecurity. Moses, overwhelmed by the magnitude of God's command, questions his own worthiness. "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh?" Yet, God's response is both reassuring and empowering. "I will be with you." In these few words, God offers Moses not only his presence, but also his unwavering support and guidance. Despite Moses' reservations, God assures him that he is not alone in this monumental undertaking. It's a profound reminder that God equips those he calls, empowering them to fulfill his purposes. Moses' journey from doubt to obedience serves as a powerful testament to the transformative power of surrendering to God's will. By relinquishing control and trusting in God's plan, Moses became an instrument of divine deliverance, leading the Israelites to freedom. Similarly, when we heed God's call and surrender our doubts and insecurities to him, we too can experience his transformative power in our lives. Like Moses, we may face daunting challenges, but God's promise remains steadfast: "I will be with you." With his presence as our guide, we can boldly step into the unknown, confident that he will equip us for every task he sets before us. In the New Testament, we encounter a profound example of surrendering to God's will in the life of Jesus Christ. In the Garden of Gethsemane, as the weight of impending crucifixion bore down upon him, Jesus offered a prayer that epitomized total surrender. "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22 verse 42. In this moment of intense agony, Jesus revealed the depth of his obedience and trust in the Father. Despite the excruciating suffering that lay ahead, he willingly yielded his own desires and submitted himself entirely to the Father's will. It was the ultimate act of surrender, a profound demonstration of faith and obedience in the face of unimaginable circumstances. Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane serves as a timeless example for us all. In times of trial and uncertainty, when we are tempted to cling to our own plans and desires, we are called to follow Jesus' example and surrender to God's will. Like him, we can find strength and courage in knowing that God's purposes are perfect and his plans are for our ultimate good. Through Jesus' surrender in Gethsemane, we are reminded of the transformative power of yielding to God's will. In surrendering our own desires and trusting in his wisdom, we open ourselves to his guiding hand and experience the fullness of his grace. Just as Jesus' surrender led to the redemption of humanity, so too can our surrender lead to abundant life and eternal purpose in him. As Christians, we are called to emulate the example set by Christ, who surrendered his will to God's divine plan. This fundamental aspect of our faith demands humility, trust, and unwavering faith. It compels us to release our grip on control and yield to God's guidance, even when the road ahead appears shrouded in uncertainty. Surrendering to God means acknowledging His sovereignty and wisdom above our own. It requires us to lay down our own desires and ambitions, submitting them to His perfect will. This act of surrender is not passive resignation, but an active choice to align our hearts with God's purposes, trusting that His plans for us are for our ultimate good. In moments of doubt and fear, surrendering to God can be challenging. It requires us to let go of our own understanding and lean wholeheartedly on His promises. Yet, it is in this surrender that we find true freedom and peace. By relinquishing control, we open ourselves to the transformative work of God in our lives, allowing Him to shape us into vessels of His love and grace. Following in the footsteps of Christ means walking the path of surrender, trusting that God's guidance will lead us to abundant life and eternal purpose. It means embracing the unknown with confidence, knowing that we are held securely in the palm of His hand. So let us surrender our will to God's divine plan, confident that He who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians 1 verse 6. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 encapsulates timeless wisdom that resonates deeply with the essence of surrendering to God's will. It beckons us to trust in the Lord wholeheartedly, to lean not on our limited understanding, but to submit every aspect of our lives to Him. In return, God offers a profound promise. He will straighten our paths, guiding us with clarity and purpose. This scripture challenges us to reevaluate our approach to life. Instead of relying solely on our own intellect and reasoning, we are invited to place our complete trust in God. It's a call to surrender our anxieties, fears, and desires at His feet, recognizing His sovereignty over every aspect of our lives. By submitting to God's will, we acknowledge His wisdom and authority, allowing Him to direct our steps with precision and insight. In doing so, we free ourselves from the burden of trying to navigate life's complexities on our own. We find peace in knowing that God's plans for us are far greater than anything we could ever imagine. Trusting in God doesn't guarantee a life free from challenges or hardships. However, it does promise that we will never walk alone. With God as our guide, we can face whatever comes our way with confidence, knowing that He is leading us toward a future filled with hope and purpose. So let us heed the wisdom of Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 and surrender our hearts completely to the Lord. As we relinquish control and submit to His will, may we experience the transformative power of His guidance, leading us along paths of righteousness and blessing. Allowing God to take the lead isn't merely a decision. It's a profound shift in how we perceive and navigate life, one that holds the power to revolutionize our entire existence. When we release our grip on control and surrender to God's will, we unlock a realm of endless possibilities that exceed our greatest imaginings. So, I implore you today, loosen your grasp on the helm of your life and entrust it to God's capable hands. This single act changes everything. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, Have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.